Welcome to the pool deck. Today, we're breaking down a drill that fundamentally transforms your stroke efficiency, the closed fist swim. By completely removing your palm from the propulsion equation, you force your entire kinetic chain to adapt. When you clench those hands into tight fists, you instantly strip away your crutches. You're forced to rely entirely on your forearms, which immediately exposes any technical flaws and builds a much stronger, more resilient catch. This is especially critical for you triathletes and open water athletes. You need a stroke that holds up through choppy water, long distances, and that cumulative fatigue that hits in the final third. Unlike drills that artificially chop up your timing or isolate single limbs, fisting preserves your natural bilateral coordination. It keeps your rhythm intact while promoting that core-driven propulsion we always talk about. And let's be clear about longevity. This shift significantly reduces shoulder strain, making it a vital tool for injury prevention when you're managing high training volumes across three sports. Look at the numbers. Research shows swimmers typically waste up to 91% of their energy just fighting drag instead of generating forward motion. That inefficiency takes a physical toll. Shoulder injuries are pervasive in competitive swimming, with as many as 9 out of 10 athletes between 13 and 25 reporting shoulder pain, largely driven by repetitive strain and poor technique. So, what happens when you actually swim this way at race effort? Masters swimmers typically run 3 to 5 seconds slower per 100 meters compared to open-hand swimming. On a standard 50-meter interval, you're looking at a 42 to 44 second split with fists versus 41 to 42 with open hands at the same intensity. Those metrics confirm exactly what we're building here. While your immediate speed drops, the drill is forging the structural efficiency required for sustained race day performance. Elite swimmers don't rely on artificial pauses. They depend on continuous, overlapping propulsion. That's why rhythm-preserving drills like fisting are far more race-appropriate than alternatives like the catch-up drill. Now let's talk execution. Proper form requires strict discipline from the moment you push off the wall. Form completely tight fists. Wrap your thumbs securely over your curled fingers, eliminating any palm surface area from the water. During the stroke, lock into three core elements. Engage the forearms, deliberately slow your arm tempo, and pull directly under your shoulder. Once you hit full extension, rotate that elbow outward. Point your fingers toward the pool floor to establish a strong, vertical forearm position. Watch out for compensation. Avoid excessive kicking or lateral arm movements. Those are just stability crutches, not true propulsion. To get the most out of this, pair it with immediate contrast training. Alternate 25 yards of closed fist swimming with 25 yards of open hand swimming, or run 50-yard intervals if you're in a long course pool. That rapid switching accelerates your learning curve. It instantly highlights the stark difference between a collapsed catch and a powerful forearm drive. Don't isolate this in a separate technique block. Program it directly into your warm-ups and main sets. A highly effective structure is 4 to 8 sets of 25 to 50 yards, with rest intervals adjusted to your current fitness level. For triathletes, vary the intensities. Throw in some sprint efforts to build race-based efficiency without overloading the shoulder joint. During your recovery weeks, pair the drill with a snorkel and pull buoy. This maintains your technical focus while significantly reducing joint impact. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. First, form completely tight fists with zero compromise. Half measures just reinforce bad habits and dilute the drill's effectiveness. Second, prioritize forearm engagement. Nail that early vertical forearm positioning and pull directly under the shoulder to maximize every bit of propulsion. Third, use that contrast training. Alternating between fist and open hand swimming accelerates technical awareness and refines your catch. Fourth, integrate it into your warm-ups and main sets. This primes your stroke mechanics without disrupting your overall training flow. Fifth, expect slower split times initially, but recognize that you're building sustainable efficiency, improving your distance per stroke, and actively reducing shoulder strain. For triathletes and open water swimmers, this isn't just a drill. It's essential for maintaining propulsion and chop, managing fatigue over long distances, and preventing overuse injuries. Ultimately, consistent practice translates directly to race day performance. You'll develop a resilient, core-driven stroke that holds up perfectly when the fatigue sets in. Keep drilling, stay efficient, and see you in the water.